Fred, just picture this. The nights are drawing in. Coronavirus is on the up. You head round to your best mate's house on a Saturday night, ready for the lash. You get there. You ask for a vodka, lime and soda water. They give it to you. You look your mate in the eye and you say, pre-lash, 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 pre-lash. Pre-lash, 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 pre-lash. Pre-lash, pre-lash. Your best mate tells you he's got beer pong and he's ready to play and he can film you. You could put it on your Instagram. You look at him and you say, mate, pre-lash, 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 pre-lash. Pre-lash, 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 pre-lash. Pre-lash, pre-lash. Drinks are flowing, beer pong has been playing, and your Insta stories are getting full. He starts bringing out the beer funnel. You're getting absolutely steamboated. By that time, you look your mate in the eye and you go, pre-lash, 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 pre-lash. Pre-lash, pre-lash. Pre-lash, 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 pre-lash. Pre-lash, pre-lash. Then you realise it's 1 a.m. and actually all the bars are closed because of coronavirus and you're just absolutely smashed. So you just have to go home. Good note is you're not that hungover the next day and you can probably go to the gym.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the RigBiz Podcast, pre-season episode 1. My name is Freddie Claude and I am rejoined by one of the most charming men you'll ever meet, Mr. Archie Curzons. How are you doing,
sir? Here I am. Here I am. Mate, I'm feeling ripped.
You're looking good. How's it going?
Mate, I'm strong. I'm strong. It's good to be back. I know people have missed us, but guys, we're back for the next 14 weeks, really. Pre-season will lead into the season.
Mate, they missed us for a couple, but we are now back and we're back for good.
Yeah, they need us. They need us.
So how's your little break been the last couple of weeks?
Mate, it's been good. Just been concentrating on Q3, really. Just trying to finish Q3 pretty strongly and then leading into what is probably my favourite quarter, Q4.
Has it been tough, Q3?
Mate, there's stuff out there.
Signs of a V-shaped recovery?
Yeah. I can see, although the coronavirus is going up, so are my deals and pipeline.
Well, also...
BD, BD, BD.
Deals are going up, but your hair continuously seems to be going down. Are you going to get it cut? I mean, it's getting a tiny bit
ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm on the pulse of fashion, and I'm bringing back the gap year lid. Long gone are the days with the short back and sides and the quiff. Now are the days of the free-flowing locks. In fact, I'm of the opinion that the longer the locks, the longer the basic salary.
Where are you getting that from?
Just looking at some of the rugby players on the pitch, like Billy Twelvetrees, probably the highest paid player at Gloucester. Mm-hmm. Look at Mario Toji, long locks, got a lot of coin. So
DC,
yeah, I'm just going to keep going. DC's growing it again. So it's in fashion, mate.
Well, breaking news, the gap year lid is back in fashion, according to the CEO, the CCO, Mr. Archie Curzons. Some more breaking news is the fact that this week the rule of six has come into play. Has that had any effect in your life whatsoever?
Mate.
I mean, you're normally by yourself.
No,
so
mate, it's been tough. It's been tough.
Really?
We've had to reduce the numbers of the chassis monsters, only pick the top six guys. It was based on body fat percentage and resting heart rate. So those guys with a high resting heart rate, high body fat percentage, they had to go and train on their own.
Just chucked out.
Yeah, so it's the top six. And I'll tell you what, it's elite CrossFit. And we are going to be absolutely peak condition for the turf games.
Well, for those listeners who are questioning, how come you guys aren't just jumping straight back into season three? We love season two so much. Get back into it. Why are we doing a pre-season?
Pre-C.
So why are we
doing a pre-C? You've always got to do a bit of pre-C before you go into season. Okay, the chat is there, but we've got to get it to there. People can't see, but my hand's raised above my head. You know, chat has to be unbelievable. We've got some unbelievable guests lined up for season three, and the chat needs to be on point.
Well, none bigger than the guest we have this evening, Mr. Max Evans. First time he's done an interview since a little scandal a couple of months ago. Are you excited?
Mate, I am, really excited. Text everyone on the City Slicker group and they were going nuts. Really? Cannot wait to have some seriously good C.H.A.T. chat.
Well, I will make you wait no longer because guess who's on the other side?
Let's get him in.
Mr. Max Evans.
Whoop, whoop.
Max, you've been spending lockdown in Portugal. Looks like you're living the best life imaginable out there.
More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash.
More lash.
More lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash. More lash. Welcome.
Max, you're partying it up in Portugal. Looks like you're living the best life imaginable. How's the partying been and how loose is it getting out there?
Got stuck out here at the beginning of March. I was just out to see my mum and dad for a few days and then everything went into lockdown, cancelled my flights and been here ever since. And it's just gradually got looser and looser as more celebs have started to come out and just more games started to be played.
Oh, the dream, the dream. Vado Lobo. Get me there now.
Obviously, we just met your gorgeous professional dancer girlfriend, Debra Casemiro. I hope I'm saying that right. How did you guys meet and what's it like being with such a wonderful, expressive and flexible lady?
It's the dream, to be honest. I went into lockdown single and I also kind of found meditation as well. You know, I was on my own. I was like, let's give this meditation a try. Have you guys tried meditating?
I do a form of meditation, but my form of meditation is just working in the city, Max. It's staring at my computer screen.
Watching the
arrow go up, 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 and just pressing deal. That's my meditation.
I found meditation. And in this meditation, I was kind of like, let's stop messing around. What do you actually want in a woman? And I thought long and hard. And then I thought, well, I actually want myself as a woman, you know, like
Makes sense, confident,
talented, you know, a bit edgy, bit cocky, you know, great body. And just a love for life and a love for human beings, really.
I think I'm probably going to use that on my Hinge profile. That's pretty good. Looking for a woman that is exactly like me.
Are you single at the moment, Arch?
Yeah, I am. It's difficult. As you know, Max, I'm a big celebrity here in Clapham, and the world is my oyster. I get a lot of offers, but
it's very kind of you to offer me Chief Chassis Officer,
Max. It was the obvious thing. Once you came on board, and you've been fantastic on the Instagram. I just thought, look. You know, we've got to give you something. So you're welcome in Clapham. Hands wide open to the Chief Chassis Officer.
We need to have a night out, both chassis out down in Clapham. I'm a big fan of Archer Street on Archer Street.
Yes,
and now they've got an Archer Street in Clapham. I've been there once, had a great night there, singing songs on the table. So I think maybe that should be our first
Can we get that in a diary? And I'm pretty sure we're closed down Northcote Road. There will just be too much chat, too much chassis, and too much coin being spread around.
Max,
I'll be ready for you.
You've made some incredible friends out there, it seems. You're constantly playing golf with John Terry, Peter Jones, Bradley Walsh, etc. I heard that Peter Jones had a big house party recently. Who was in attendance, celebrity-wise, and what was it like to go to Millionaire's Mansion and, you know, just lash it up?
It was a great occasion. Never been to PJ's house before, and I literally felt like, although PJ is he comes across on Dragon's Den as you know, a bit mean and a bit intimidating, but he is just an absolute sweetheart in real life. Loves a crack, loves a lash, and his house is like a Bond villain's house, so it was pretty cool. In attendance, I'll just say the best thing about that night is that my unbeaten record in a plank off got beaten.
Oh shit! By who?
Well, I'll give you the lineup, right? Who was competing in the plank off, and you can decide who won it, right? Nice. So you got me.
Yeah.
You got PJ, Peter Jones.
Yeah.
You got Bradley Walsh. You got Bradley Walsh's missus.
Walsh's missus.
JT didn't fancy it, but you've got his missus, Tony Terry.
Yeah, TT.
And then you've got the wife of another lad and another lady as well.
Let's call those nobodies. They're not big names. Let's not mention them.
My money's on Tony Terry.
I'm going with PJ. The guy's been successful because, you know, he knows what he wants and he gets it. Although he's got a very weird sort of whirly shape.
Freddie's got it. Tony Terry.
Max, what was the prize for the plank competition?
Well, this is the thing. I see this opportunity to kind of clear my name slightly from this. What would you call the video that was circulating?
Well, I would just say on behalf of all rugby lads in London, you have nothing to be ashamed of. It was an absolute joy. And you brought us all together. The community has been brought together by your planking off.
If I can clear my name, there are obviously people in this world who like to slander people's name for the sake of a bit of coin.
Yeah.
I'm not a gear man or anything like that. I was drunk. I was simply having a plank off with a mate, as I always like to have a plank off, because my advice is, right, if you want an easy exercise for the chassis, it's planking. Okay? Yeah. So it was a plank off. It was my mate's wife, and that was the prize. There you go. You know, good times.
Can I just say, Shass, that's what I call you. If we played rugby together, Max, I just call you the Shass or Chassis.
I like that.
When I saw the video, which went round the Clapham Falcons WhatsApp group, and it was an absolute joy. A lot of banter has been thrown. It also came on my City Slickers WhatsApp group. And I tried to recreate the video, but unfortunately, I was spending a night with one of our hookers of the team called Weta. And my prize was to fill his boobs, and it just wasn't the same effect. Although they were quite firm, I'll give you that.
No, it was a very memorable experience, but it didn't go down the way it was portrayed in the media.
Can I just say, just as lads, obviously, you know, I've been on rugby tours, many rugby tours and many nights out, and a lot of videos are taken. There's a sort of sacred agreement between the boys that what goes on tour stays on tour, and it's kept a secret. I'm guessing somebody that you know decided to go rogue.
Probably a hockey boy.
Probably,
yeah. No, he. I'm not obviously going to shame him on.
No, don't give him the airtime
on here. But he's been very apologetic, and I think he did play hockey at school as well. So,
I knew it. I fucking knew it. There's no apology would get me back on course. I'd say that's it, mate. You're banned. You forget about going for lunches at the Ned.
Well, Max,
and if you want to come on skiing holiday with me, you're paying for me, my friend.
I can't. Hey, my life is just well. I need to settle down a little bit at the moment, but it just seems since finishing rugby, it's just been one holiday after the other.
I want to take you back briefly. You and your brother Tom and James Haskell, aka The Fridge, and Paul Dozer-Jones all went to Wellington College at the same time.
Three top blokes, three guys with a lot of coin.
What are your memories of going there? And were you mates with those lads? What was Haskell like at school? Do you remember him and Doz and that infamous suspension for the filming incident?
That was after I left. They were obviously a year below me, but we all played first 15 in my last year. Another unbeaten season. Hask went from you know, a moderate size forward to just an absolute unit in his last year. I remember going back and watching a game. He was just a monster. So what he was up to in that off season in between lower six and upper six, I've never actually asked him, to be honest.
I think he employed a German fitness guru to sit in his house and make him big.
What was he like at school outside rugby?
Yeah, lovely guy. Always he used to always ask me if I was his best mate. He was like, you're my mate, aren't you? We're friends, aren't we? And I was like, yeah, Hask, yeah, mate, we're friends. Yeah, you're a good boy. That's what I seem to remember. He just kept asking me if I was his best mate.
Right, fair play. A bit like Archie with him. When you left Wellington College, it seemed you had your eyes on being...
No, we are really good mates.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. But okay. Well, when you left Wellington, you were playing for Harlequins Academy. But then you had your eyes set on being a pro golfer rather than playing rugby after suffering a back injury. What are your memories of trying to make it as a golfer in 2005 and living it up large in Portugal like you are now?
2005, Portugal, on the golf course. Yeah, I was playing for Quins as a scrum half. See, I was a scrum half all the way through school. Jos van der Veste, my mother's South African, so Jos van der Veste was my hero growing up. And I was getting these back spasms at Quins. Probably wasn't doing my weights properly or something. I didn't really have much time for weights in the gym. I was more a body weight man and a sports man, as it looks like you are, Archie, as well.
Yeah, yeah. Although I've got to say, I do enjoy a cheeky kettlebell.
A little kettlebell swing.
Yeah, just a little kettlebell here and there. When I go on the tube, I take my briefcase, my rucksack with my gym stuff, and then also a couple of kettlebells in a bag. Just in case, you know, sometimes I like to be on my AirPods doing a deal while doing a few kettlebell swings. You know how it is, Max.
Lovely, lovely. So yeah, took some time out and went back to Portugal and did my, my dad's a golf pro. So he was like, why don't you, I didn't go to uni. I went straight to Quinn. So he was like, why don't you do your PGA training? It's a foundation degree from Birmingham University. And you also, you know, get to be a PGA pro. So started doing that. And I have to say, it was a bit of a lonely time. It was just me, mum and dad in Portugal. It was good in the summer, but it was a couple years of winters where it was pretty quiet, just some golf rounds. But yeah, then my bro finished doing his boy band antics and decided to go up to Glasgow Warriors. And I was actually sat watching a game. You know, I put rugby behind me and I sat watching a game he was playing early on in season 2006. And my dad just turned to me and said, my dad's from Warrington. So he was like, you're better than some of those lads on that field. He was like, why don't you go back and try and play with your brother? That's a pretty decent effort of my dad's accent.
No. Sorry, wait, is he Portuguese or from Warrington?
He's from Warrington.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very good. Very good. Very good.
And
can we put subtitles on the one of the...
So yeah, I just got in touch with Sean Lanine, the head coach at Glasgow, and was just like, I'm Tom's brother. Tom had already started the season flying. It's just serious pace on the wing. And so the coach was like, yeah, come along for a trial and see how things go. So that, the rest is history.
It's weird you say that because obviously rugby's back in the UK and I've seen that Quinns aren't on the best run and that's sort of my closest team to Clapham. And I sent a similar message to Kersey recently, but it was just a photo of me topless. And I just put, do you need me? ? But he hasn't got back to me since. And that was more, you know, do they need me in the team? So maybe obviously you were more successful.
Maybe it's because you're calling him Kersey instead of DC. Everyone calls him DC.
DC, Kersey, Care Bear. He likes them all. We're very close. We're very close, Jassy.
Max, what was it like moving from the sunshine of Portugal playing golf to then getting fucked up by big angry men sort of both on and off the field in Glasgow?
But it was my first time in Glasgow as well, turning up to start trials. Different place. I've obviously qualified to play for Scotland because of my granddad, but never spent any time in Scotland. So immediately sensed the kind of generational trauma and hatred for the English. So I didn't do much talking in my time up in Scotland, did the talking on the field.
Sure.
As Archie knows. Yeah, no, it was good times. I have to say it was funny because I like I said, I had to play well to kind of earn the respect and the love of some of the Scottish boys. But then once I kind of earned that respect and got into the family, it's just the best. Scottish people know how to have fun and they've got a lot of love. So really good times.
We've had one of the most well-known and prolific Scottish rugby players on the podcast, Jim Hamilton, who's very thick Scottish accent. But again, he was very complimentary about you, Max.
Yeah, no, I listened. That's the only... I need to listen to some more because I that's the only podcast of yours I've listened to.
Cut that, Freddie. Make sure you don't put that in. Put that in because...
And I loved it. Jim's one of my good mates. And, you know, us kind of, I was going to say tourists, but us kind of like non-fully Scottish lads.
Yeah,
you know, myself, Jim, Dan Parks, another really close friend of mine. We kind of came from similar cultures that were outside of Scotland. So we tended to get on. You know, I had some of the Scottish lads were obviously my good mates as well. But initially, I became friends with the likes of Jim and Parksy, guys that
sort of
a similar background.
Expats in your own country, or your adopted country. Is Glasgow a good night out, Max? And were you living with your brother when you were living there?
Yeah, we had some good times. It was great because Glasgow's obviously a big football city. You've got Celtic and Rangers, so the rugby lads kind of went a bit under the radar on nights out, even though rugby lads are quite hard to go under the radar.
Jassy, just a question for me. Look, obviously, you're in fantastic shape. You're a good-looking bloke, a man after my own heart. You know, me, you, Tom, are very similar. In the early days of my Instagram, I said it would be the dream night out. Me and the Evans brothers on a night out down Clapham High Street, hitting infernos and maybe having half a chicken each afterwards. Can I just ask, Why do you think you had a girlfriend the whole time? You know, look at me. I'm successful. I'm happy. And I don't have a girlfriend because, you know, it's a waste. You know, I can be, you know, spreading my seed as such.
I like making love, Archie, you know. I like being with one girl, you know, forming a relationship and kind of experimenting and seeing how far we can take things in the sack, you know.
Yeah, pegging.
There's a real art to making love, something you don't quite find on one night slams, you know.
How far do you go? Like how far can we push it?
Yeah, exactly. Like where, you know, how nasty can we get? Like how creative can we get? It's just a bit easier when you've got an understanding with someone, you know.
Recently, I you obviously haven't heard this,
but Archie, just before you go on, if you're going to have a night out with me and my brother, you've got to be able to dance.
Yeah. Mate, I'm a fly half. Of course I can dance. They in my early days, before they called me the magician, they called me Twinkle Toes.
Is there any spots available for the Clapham Falcons this season?
Max, we're getting you in. Once you're here, I can feel you coming at scrum half. And, you know, me and you just forming this bond, this relationship, almost a relationship where we're experimenting with each other. Very much like you do with your lovers.
On and off the field.
On and off the field. It'll be a bond of trust.
Seeing how far we can go. Seeing who submits first.
Yes. And you know what? That sounds very exciting.
You're in big trouble, Archie. You're in big trouble.
Max, honestly, I feel that once you join the Clapham Falcons, you're going to absolutely love it. Obviously, you know, the initiation is a bum funnel, which I explained to a lot of guys on here. You know, it's where I drop my
Archie,
pants.
I've done a bum funnel naked skydiving from the top of a coach ceiling.
Max, get yourself to Clapham ASAP. We need you here.
I've done it all, Archie. I've been there. I've done it all.
We've got to push boundaries.
Well, Archie, Manscaped are on board for the whole of pre-season.
Yeah, sure they are. I mean, sponsors have come knocking.
Yeah, they really have done. It's incredibly exciting.
Considering when you've got pre-season, you've got Max Evans as your first pre-season fixture.
Yeah, it's huge. Well, we're going to find out about Max's regime in a second. But firstly...
Mate, I've got to say, I've been enjoying the Manscaped.
You have been?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just feel my face here. Just feel that.
You actually want me to feel it?
Yeah, feel that.
Okay. Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, that's exactly how my balls feel. Yeah, I've got the same sort of stubble on my face as my balls, thanks to Manscaped.
Christ, well, if you want to have the same stubble...
Although I'm thinking of putting a bit of top lip banter just above the shaft.
That would be quite cool, actually. Mate, I think...
That's quite a good
band. Guys, if you want to start doing top lip banter on your own sort of pubic region...
Guys, get buying it, okay? Especially people on Clapham. You've got the money, do it.
Are you still happy for them to send in shots of their top lip
banter? Yeah, please do send me shots of your balls. I'd like to see them. And the best ones I'll put on my Instagram.
Okay, well, you heard it here first. Now, just before we finish this little section...
I'm sure girls can use it as well.
Through Manscaped. I mean, you are an influencer, but, you know, you're not the sort of same caliber as Mr. Max Evans. And he has very kindly shared his Manscaping routine and what it means to him with us.
This is Max Evans, former international rugby player, currently discovering his new character after rugby. I've been manscaping since my school days. I realised it was absolutely necessary in order to lose my virginity, and carried it on through my professional rugby career. It was actually vital before game day, making sure I was well groomed when I was putting on my cycling shorts, and I looked down and everything was tidy, and, you know, gave me a bit of extra size and gave me that extra confidence. It served me well, and I'm very much looking forward to using my manscaper. Thanks, lads.
Well, that was Max. I mean, what a legend. Of course he was manscaping before big rugby
games.
Very
similar to me, yeah.
You can imagine him in Murrayfield just getting out.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Him and Tom. And probably Big Jim.
Yeah, just all sort of getting involved.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously when you manscape and you use the code RIGBIZ20 to get 20% off and free shipping, that's on everything across their platform.
RIGBIZ20.
RIGBIZ20, RIGBIZ20.
The way I remember it is RIGBIZ, because it's my podcast, and 20 is probably my favourite note I like to use. Not the 50, the 20, because it's probably the most frequent I use.
Well, yeah, you can
when I go into the corner shop, I buy like bread and milk, and I always give them the 20. And they're like, have you got anything smaller? I'm like, no.
Well, it's also all about how many notes you have. You pay for something for 60 quid, you've got 3 20s rather than a 50 and a 10.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But also, the reason, well, a lot of us manscape is not only just to impress ourselves, but impress the ladies in our life. And so Deborah, Max's incredibly beautiful and flexible, wonderful girlfriend,
Deborah,
has also given us an insight into how important it is to manscape from a lady's perspective.
Debbie.
Hi, this is Deborah, girlfriend of Max Evans, and I'm so happy he manscapes. I wouldn't go near him if the garden was overgrown. Muito obrigado, Manscaped and Rigby's Pod.
Well, that was insightful.
Oh, man, she's exotic.
Yeah, she is.
I need to get myself a Deborah.
Yeah, well, at least you've got yourself a lawnmower 3.0.
If there are any exotic Deborahs in Clapham, please slide into my DMs.
Max, you were just mentioning Tom there. He now makes up 50% of Archie's favourite celebrity couple.
True.
What was it like watching him on Celebrity X Factor and now subsequently starting to date Nicole Scherzinger? What's she like?
Well, my brother is the love of my life. He's very talented. It takes a lot for an older brother to accept that his younger brother is taller than him, better looking, and has a much bigger penis, right?
Yeah.
So I've accepted it. I love him no matter what. He's also extremely talented. And so watching him on Celebrity X Factor was, yeah, I knew he was going to do well. I'd seen him at school being Ricky Martin in leather pants. I was worried about the other lads, whether they'd, you know, be able to hang in there with him, but they came through brilliantly. And yeah, and then, you know, bagging himself an absolute,
yeah,
music royalty.
Yeah. I used to have a poster of her on my wall. So yeah, she's
very impressive.
I would say her and Deborah are on par. I'll be honest with you. And I spent a lot of time on your Instagram and a lot of time on his Instagram late at night.
That's kind, mate, but there's no competition between brothers. You know, we love each other.
Yeah.
I've
got a similar relationship with my brother.
We actually stopped fighting when we realized we could put each other in hospital. And then we were like, this has got to stop. We can't get physical anymore.
Now it's
pretty brilliant. Yeah.
What is Nicole like? Does she like the rugger? Does she enjoy getting loose? Have you had some good nights out with her?
We had some good times in London. Actually, first time I had dinner with her was in London. Tommy and I rocked up first. She was meeting us with a girlfriend of hers. She's come in. We've had a lovely dinner. I can't remember what the restaurant was, but it was a nice one. Nice Italian in Central. And then we've gone to a gay club in Soho. We've just marched straight into this private area and we're on the chairs dancing around. All of a sudden I look to my right, Sam Smith's there, him and Nicole Smithy. Are hugging Smithy. And all of a sudden I'm just dancing with my brother with two absolute musical
legends.
Legends. Yeah.
Did you at some point tell them, guys, why don't we just leave here? There's a great place in Clapham called Inferno's. Similar vibe to a gay club, just a lot more chat going on.
Should have done, Archie. I'll do that next time. Next time, I'll round everyone up and we'll head down to Inferno's.
I think Archer Street with, you know, Tom, Max, Nicole, Sam, Smithy, Deborah, PJ, TT, not JT. I think TT sounds more fun. And Carlton Cole.
Oh, you're a big fan of Carlton Cole.
I do enjoy him. And of course I've looked at his Instagram, so he looks like a good guy.
Yeah, he's a lovely lad. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, and then we can get Nicole on the mic to belt out a number. What number would you like Nicole to sing?
Probably something from Nickelback. I'm a big fan of Nickelback. Never made it as a blind man. Never made it as a poor man stealing.
How does she compare to Kelly Brook?
No comment.
Okay. After 4 years playing for Glasgow, you made the move to France to play for Castres. Why did you make that move? And what are your best memories from playing over in France on and off the field?
Cash, 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 cash.
Indeed. Bigger budgets. No, but I was really lucky because I ended up being in a really small town, but big rugby club. And so everyone, having come from Glasgow Warriors, where we were, you know, which was a football city, and we were having to, you know, I loved our Glasgow fans, but, you know, we were going out and doing appearances to try and gather up crowd. I mean, they're filling out the stands now that I guess we weren't performing well enough on the field because now the stands are packed, but they've won championships now. But going from that to getting to Cass, where they just lived and breathed the team was awesome.
What's the culture like over in Cash, like in terms of celebrating wins post-night? You know, it's a smaller town, but are the post-match nights out bigger and better than in England or Scotland, where you were?
Well, there's a few more. When I was at the Warriors, there was a couple Islanders, but they're all loved up with families. Whereas when I was at Cast, the Islanders were definitely more looser. And when you've got Islanders that are very big and can drink a lot, you don't want to say no to them. So you kind of have to join in. And yeah, it's... It was a step up from Glasgow, that's for sure. You're also looked after by the police in the small town because they absolutely love the rugby lads. Mm. So yeah, it was fun. I think the loosest it ever got was when we won the Top Couture's in 2013. We pretty much didn't stop lashing from raising the trophy in the changing room until all the way we had our own plane, because Cass had its own little airport, lashing on the plane. I get off the plane, I see one of these police cars on the runway, the lights are on, it looks like it's running, I'm lashed, get in the car, off I went, just cruising. It was a dream come true, driving a police car with the sirens on all around the airport and Cast, and then just continuing to lash the rest of the night. It was a memorable experience.
That's what I imagine it would be like when the Falcons win South Division 5 and we win the championship. Open top bus, me, the Shass, because he would be playing scrum half by then, and driving around in police cars around Clapham willy-nilly. Absolutely unbelievable.
Well, there was a kind of list I wanted to do before I was 30 that I remember making when I was at Wellington, and it was like... you know, silly things. I remember seeing it on a poster on one of the lads' walls. It was like things to do before you're 30. And one of them was to drive a police car. I didn't ever think that I'd be able to do it, but it happened for me.
Here's a question for you. I mean, we're sort of coming to the end of the podcast, but this is pre-season podcast. You're the kicking off the pre-season. And season three, you know, people want to know what are we doing in season three? Well, we've decided to go and get a Christmas number one, and we're going to raise the money for Restart Rugby. Every proceed going to Restart Rugby. We're in the middle of writing the Christmas number one as we swear. It's a lot of chat and a hell of a tune based around the Lash, Lash, Lash song. Do you think Tom is keen? Foden is keen. Levi is keen. Do you think Tom will do it?
Well, Tom's not going to let down his band, is he? He's not going to let down his team. So yeah.
They're like
I'm
the
sure.
Three Musketeers.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm sure it'll be key. And what's the is it top secret? You can't.
It's top secret, Max. But we will obviously before we release it, we'll send it to you. But I was saying they're like the Three Musketeers, but the Three Musketeers were four. Do you think you could join that band for one night only, one event, to raise money for Restart Rugby?
That's a silly question, Arch. Of course, I'll be there.
The Shass never lets you down.
I may not bring the vocal talents, but I'll certainly bring some dance flair.
We could just have you doing sort of like a magic mic.
Or yeah, magic mic followed with a little backflip finale. That's my go-to party trick.
Just me and Max in dressed as like from the film 300. And at the end of the music funnel, the video, we both do a bum funnel. And that is it. It's cut.
Sounds amazing.
And they're just writing saying, please donate to Restart Rugby.
Since seeing the film 300, it's actually been a dream of mine to get a bit of 300 attire and go rocking it out. So that sounds right up my street.
It's my go-to fancy dress. If it's 70s theme, you know, 90s theme, whatever it is, every time I've gone to the rugby sevens at Twickenham, I've just gone as Jared Butler because the birds love it. The birds love it. It's an outfit for all occasions. If I could get married, and when I do get married... that's probably where I'll go down the island, just topless.
Well, pre wedding, if you want to come with me and do a bit of ab training, get that chassis looking extra tight.
Yeah, I definitely will be, and I am keen to get some golf lessons. I mean, I'm an adequate golfer, and I do a lot of business on the golf course. But you know, I'm trying to get myself down to scratch so then I can, yeah, the lower the handicap, the more business you can do. You know that.
Well, this time I've spent during kind of lockdown COVID time at home in Portugal has made me realize, well, and meeting the love of my life, Deborah, who's from Portugal, it's made me realize that I just want to be in Portugal. So I'd have my paddle business, but I'm thinking of starting some kind of ladettes tours of Portugal. So yeah, you're welcome to come.
If you need to endorse that, then no problem at all.
Well, I was thinking of doing a like a test run and get some kind of influencers such as yourself to kind of come along free of charge, just to have a massive session,
Max,
with me.
Just hold yourself there.
All I ask, Arch, is that you post your good times on socials. That's
it. Oh, yeah. Of course, mate. For a small fee, no problem. But
No, you get a free trip.
Oh, Arch. Right. Yeah. We can talk business afterwards.
Freddie, can you bring your guitar?
Mate, of course I'll bring my guitar, Max. No brainer.
Freddie, I'm not too sure. This is for people who have got serious rigs and chat.
Can you play Free Falling in the early hours of the morning?
Mate, I'll play whatever you want.
Get on the guitar now. Let's have some Free Falling now. Can you play it?
I can't actually play it by ear. But one thing I was hoping was, you know...
What about Lean On Me?
You've got that. You've got an earring, Freddie. You're meant to be talented.
Times in our lives, we all have
faith.
We all have sorrow. But if we are wise... We know that there's always tomorrow.
Lean on me when you're not sad. I'll be your friend.
Well, Max,
I'll help you
carry on. Oh. Right, get Shirzy on as well. Let's get her on the Lash song as well. This is going to be incredible. We're getting Max, Tom, Foden, and Levi back together. We'll call them the Three Musketeers. The name will have to change because there'll be four of you.
Jimbo's got a good voice too.
In your playing career, Max, who would you say is... Who have you been your best mates you've been playing rugby with? The people you've enjoyed, the people you stayed in contact with? Who have you had... Who have you found it hard to play with? Like, Jim obviously talked about Faz not getting on that well with Faz when he was there. Have you ever had anyone that you played with that you found difficult to sort of get on with?
Put it this way, I didn't find it difficult to get on with him, but he's the only guy I battered in the face. It's the only punch I ever threw in rugby, but I got on with him. But he was my opposite man at Edinburgh, Ben Cairns. We were also fighting for the outside centre spot for Scotland, and it was just a bit of an awkward moment when we were playing our derby games, which were usually around Christmas and New Year, and then we were straight into kind of Scotland trials and Scotland camp pre Six Nations. And in one of these derby games, he was holding me into a ruck. And I've asked him nicely twice, Archie, to let go, and he hasn't. So I threw my first ever punch in rugby, made a clean connection, split his eye open, he went off. So it was a bit awkward at Scotland camp a couple of weeks later when he still had stitches in his eye, but...
That's rugby. Yeah. That's rugby.
That's rugby. Exactly.
So just before we let you go, mate, you've been absolutely wonderful this evening. You're a hero amongst men. But we want to know. We ask most of our guests who come on, what is your biggest regret or your most hilarious moment in rugby?
I've got a few. The not scoring in the semi-final of the top 14, where I pretty much ran from inside my own half, and all I had to do was put it down. Vincent Clerc came out of nowhere. He's a bit of a magician like you, Arch, and stopped me scoring. That was pretty embarrassing. But the craziest thing that's happened to me, which is still in France, is one of my coaches at Cass, Laurent Traverse, he's a bald-headed little gritty bastard. I hadn't been performing a couple games, and we were entering, we needed to win this game in Perpignan. We were away at Perpignan. Now, French teams don't travel well. They win their home games and that will do them enough to kind of get in the playoffs. We needed to win this away game in Perpignan, and I hadn't been performing, and we're in the circle, and he's in the middle, and he's screaming in French, and some of it I'm picking it up. And he turns to me and he's screaming at me in French, and then he literally headbutts me in the chest, like full on headbutts me in the chest. Okay. And I'm kind of like, never happened to me before. I kind of look around and all the lads are just as shocked as I am. That was probably the most mental thing that's Jesus ever happened Christ. To me in rugby.
That happened to me in Infernos.
What it did result in is me going out and getting an interception from James Hook in like the first minute and scoring, which kind of gave us the momentum to go on and win the game. So you could argue his kind of coaching tactics paid right. off. Yeah. But it was a pretty brutal attack.
Can you do us a favour? We get all our guests now who come on. You know, one of Archie's biggest bugbears, you know, he's got a couple, but are the hockey boys, as we alluded to earlier. Can you just say into the camera, my name is Max Evans, and this is a message for all the hockey players in Clapham. Fuck off back to Putney, or there will be hell to pay.
My name is Max Evans, and this is a message for all the hockey boys to fuck off back to Putney.
That was absolutely wonderful.
Now, and you're not welcome in Badalobo.
And you're not fucking welcome in Badalobo. It's a valley of wolves, and you're not alphas.
And don't you dare look at Deborah.
Care if you look at Deborah. Just don't touch her with a hockey stick.
Yeah.
Max, you've been absolutely incredible, mate. Thank you so much for coming on. Love to Deborah. We would love it if you could sing us out with some more lash.
More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash.
More lash.
Love you, boys.
Woo! Mate, that was one hell of a preseason fixture. Well, I think my chat is going to be on fire come season three. If that is the first preseason fixture.
Well, what a lovely guy he was. Insightful, incredible, mate, entertaining.
Top boy. He's can't not wait to get him down to Archer Street.
Yeah. I mean, you look kind of stunned. Lost for words almost. I mean.
No, I just feel like, you know, what he was saying. If you want to meet the girl of your dreams who's like you, I've just interviewed the guy that's just like me.
Well, I did see you updating your Hinge profile during the interview, which was a bit cheeky.
Yeah.
But
I just added like best mates with Max Evans.
Well, I can exclusively reveal that we've just launched through Rets Club the So Money merchandise. Yeah, I mean, the caps are out, and you know,
guys, buy them as well because that goes towards like my ski holiday next year.
I'll tell you what was nice. Gus, the guy who runs it, noticed that you like a trucker cap, and he's put a couple of trucker caps up there so you can look even more like Archie. You know?
Yeah. A lot of people are doing it as fancy dress now, just because I'm such a
dressing
big
up
figure.
As AC.
Yeah, AC.
Well, that makes perfect sense. So, guys, if you want to get one of those...
All you need is the So Money hat, the top lip banter, and just the look that you make a lot of money.
And, of course, the lawnmower 3.0.
Yeah. And also, you need the long locks as well. That is really the Archie. Cause
long locks on the head, but not down below the belt.
I love talking in the third person.
Well, I know you do. We've got a big guest coming up next week.
Archie Cousin had great chat during the first preseason fixture.
Arch, we've got a huge guest preseason week two. And
again,
can we reveal who that is?
Go for it.
Well, we are delighted to be joined by Black Zeus. Can you go further?
Paul Alima.
What an absolute legend. I mean, the guy's had one of the most
incredible... Never spoken to him, but I know that we're going to get on really well.
Ex-professional footballer, ex-professional rugby player, model, influencer. He's done it all.
That's not that impressive. I've done quite a lot. I'm a influencer. I work in the city. I play semi-pro rugby. I could have gone on...
He's the
out.
Real deal, mate. He's the real deal.
Depends who you're talking to.
Well, what are your plans for this?
Archie Cousin was a little bit annoyed at what Freddie just said. Again, third person. Such good chat.
What are your plans for this week?
Mate, more of the same. I mean, look, the nights are closing in. I polished off all my barber jackets the other night, and I've also brought out my Rab jacket because obviously it's getting a bit chilly. So I normally start with the Rab jacket and then move into the barber jacket. So it's that kind of season.
But you're just getting everything ready.
Also, it's a massive shame. As it gets darker, there's going to be less chance to do boxing on the common, which I really did enjoy in the summer.
Guys, thank you so much for listening.
See you next week.
Freesea. Ep 1, it's getting bigger, it's getting better, and the lash is going to be even more intense next week.
Bye.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there.
drink my wine, plowman.